So as Meg said, our first reading is from Luke chapter 6, reading verses 20 through 31. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you." And from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be told in you, may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give me, will give you. This is my command: love each other." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much, choir. And I should say a special thank you to Laura and to Luke and to Carter, who helped me run activities this morning. I really appreciate it. And to everyone who participated, I'm amazed we got a full creamer full of grape juice back there from all of those grapes. It just goes to show, it doesn't look like a lot when you do it, but when everybody does it together, look at all that we can produce. All right, and as a reminder, if people haven't had a chance to put their name on the runner yet, that's okay. I'm gonna ask to maybe stop putting stuff on now, because I'm hoping to use it, and we wanna give things a couple minutes to dry before we put things on top of it. All right, I'm gonna invite the kids up to come up to the front so that we can tell a story together. I know, telling stories is very fun. And we are going to tell a story today about the big battle. Big battle. Have you ever watched a movie or read a story that has a big battle in it?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. So there is a big battle that is happening in the world. But to be able to understand it, we have to go way, way back to the beginning. And in the very, very beginning, God looked out over the world, and it was all in chaos. Now, what does it look like when something's in chaos? It's all moving all over the place, right? And God looked at that and said, you know, a little bit of craziness is okay, but too much craziness might not be good. See, the thing is, God had so much love inside that God wanted to share that love with some new people who had never existed before. But God was worried if there was too much chaos, they wouldn't be able to see God's love. And so God created the light and the water and the land and told it where to go so that our world started to look like the world we know. And then out of God's love came forth all of these wonderful creatures, plants and animals and people. And do you know what God called it when he looked at all that he created? He called it earth, but he called it something else, actually. Yes?
Good.
Not just good, but at the end, God called it very good. Now, I have a question for you. Do you guys listen to your parents all the time when they tell you something you should do? Every single time?
No.
Maybe not every single time, right? We try to be good, but sometimes we don't listen. I think that's true for everyone, even your parents. Maybe sometimes didn't listen to their parents, but shh. Well, the people that God made also didn't listen to God. And even though God only gave them, do you know how many rules God gave them at the beginning? One rule. But they still didn't follow it. And when they broke that rule, life got a lot harder for them. What was the rule? Don't eat from that one tree. There was one tree God didn't want them to eat from. So then, God tried to help them, continued to try helping them by giving them some more rules to follow and sending them teachers that would help them learn about what they needed to know. But here's the thing, it didn't work. They still didn't listen. And the world continued to get worse. But it's okay. So I wonder, is that the battle? Is it the battle between following God's rules or not? No, you're right. It's not really the battle. But God had a plan. If they wouldn't listen to the people that he sent, God would come himself. And when God came to earth, his name was?
Jesus,
right? And Jesus came, and Jesus was peaceful and thoughtful, and he was a doctor, and he was a friend, and he was a teacher. But the problem is, Jesus taught a bunch of things that powerful people didn't like. He was trying to change things that they didn't want to have changed. And so, they came up with their own plan, right? A plan to kill Jesus. So I wonder, was that the big battle? Was it between Jesus and the people who didn't like what he was saying?
No.
You don't think that was the battle either?
No.
Ah, that's part of the mystery, that Jesus is God, but also Jesus is a different part of God than God the Father. It's a bit of a weird thing to try to wrap your head around. If it makes you feel better, most adults don't really understand how it works either, except that it's good. We know that it's good. And so God had a plan to use that what those people were doing, so that when Jesus died, it meant that all of us could be part of God's family, right? And that when Jesus was raised to life, it meant all of us got to live forever. Which sounds a little strange if we know somebody who's died before. But what we know is Jesus is going to come back, and when he comes back, so will those people. Yeah, weird, right? We don't really fully understand how that works either, but we know that it's good. So what is the big battle? Who is it that's fighting? What do you think? What do you think, Rosie?
Sin.
Sin?
Sin against sin.
World War II? I mean, that was a very big fight. And there are certainly lots of people in this world who are fighting, and sometimes it feels like that's the big battle, right? But no, it's not. It's not even, no. So one side of this battle, what do you think? Yeah, so that battle between Russia and Ukraine, that can feel like a big battle. But it's not the big battle. This big battle is between God and between the evil that tries to make this world a bad place. But you know what's kind of cool that we don't always know? That's right. It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? The thing is that battle actually has already been won. God's already won that battle, but we haven't quite seen what that looks like yet. But one day we will. And we don't know if that day is going to be really soon or really far away, but we know. You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was settled when Jesus died and was resurrected, because he said the bad things can't permanently hurt us anymore. But whenever it happens, we know it will be good, because God has a plan. All right? So I hope you guys got to make a bindle or something like it. I hope you put your names over here and maybe made some grape juice. One of the options when we have communion, Teresa will be the one. If you would like to have some of the grape juice we made, then you can put up your hand when we serve communion, and she will make sure. We should have enough for those who want it. We have a full tray just of that juice, which is very cool. So I think probably anyone who would like to have some of our homemade juice. And it's okay if you don't want it. It's not for everybody, but if you'd like some, there is homemade juice, all right? So I want to thank you. We're going to pray together, and then we will continue on, okay? Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for winning the battle. Thank you for loving us and creating us and coming as Jesus. Help us to live our lives to be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.